to his people.
32章的第14节， 于是耶和华后悔不把所说的这个祸降于在他的百姓。
So we know that time God won't destroy those who worship that golden idol.
所以我们知道当时呢， 神是要除灭那些敬拜这个金牛犊的这些人。
But because of Moses' intercession,
但是因为摩西为他们代祷，
God relented his wrath upon them.
所以因此呢，耶和华后悔了。
And this morning we see why Moses' prayer was so powerful.
今天早上我们分享为何摩西的祷告是那么的有能力。
First, Moses' prayer was motivated by love.
因为摩西的这个祷告呢，是因为有爱。
And the reason we know he loved his people because he always termed to choose God above everything else.
我们知道为什么他爱这个百姓呢， 是因为他常常告诉百姓，
就是把神放在超过所有的一切。 And second, when the people did something wrong,
第二，当百姓犯错的时候，
Moses, with his love, he tell them to repent.
摩西呢，因为爱， 就教导他们来悔改。
And a third reason,
第三，
why we know God, why we know Moses loved the people so much,
为什么我们知道摩西是这么爱这些百姓呢？
Because he's willing to give his life for them.
因为他愿意把自己的生命为他们而付出。
No, when he said to God,
当摩西跟神说话，
if you do not forgive them, verse 32,
第32节， 如果你不原谅他们，
and he said, I pray, brought me out of your book which you have written.
所以求你从你所写的生命册上涂抹我的名。
So here when he offers life for the people,
所以在这里他为了这些百姓呢， 愿意牺牲他自己的生命。
The people did not know that he offered his life for them.
这些百姓却不知道他愿意把生命为了他们而牺牲。
You know, when we talk about true love,
当我们讲到真正的爱，
true love is not what? It's not, you know, just when we go out there just what to, you know, people always say, I love you, I love you, I love you all the time. That doesn't mean that is true love.
所以我们常常看到很多人说我爱你， 但是这爱不是单单出于这个外表而已。
Because some people, even they don't say, I love you,
因为有一些人即使他不说我爱你，
but through their action, they show much love.
但是借由他们的行为可以看到他们显出的爱。
And quite often, those who love us, we don't even know that they love us.
很多时候那些爱我们的人， 常常我们不知道，不晓得他们在爱着我们。
No, when I work with a younger generation,
但我跟这些比较年轻的一代来做工的时候，
quite often they don't realize how much their parents love them.
他们很多时候不了解父母亲多么爱他们。
But I know how much their parents love them.
但是我本身知道他们的父母亲多么爱他们。
Because when I speak to the parents, they always cry for their children.
当我跟这些父母亲谈话的时候呢， 这些父母亲常常为他们的儿女，
and they always pray for their children.
然后他们
quite often the children not realize this.
但是很多时候呢，
so that's why within our brothers and sisters,
所以对弟兄姐妹呢，
and I'm sure that many of brothers and sisters, we pray for one another, but a lot of time we do not know it.
所以很多时候我们弟兄姐妹彼此为对方代祷， 但是很多时候我们并不知道。
But it doesn't mean that they don't love us.
但是不代表我们弟兄姐妹不爱我们。
So for Moses, even though he offers life for the people, but the people do not know it.
所以在这里摩西为他的百姓呢愿意牺牲生命，但是这些百姓却不晓得。
And that's why Lucius Christ said, if you do charity, if you do charity, this means do not let your right arms know what the left arm is doing.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们，当我们行善的时候，不要让左手知道右手所做的善。
And I would, love is not bragging. You don't need to brag when it comes to love.
所以我们知道爱是不夸口。
If we love a person, our life will show it.
当我们爱一个人的时候，我们的表现行为就会显现出来。
For my wife and I, even though we grew up in this country,
对于我和我太太，虽然我们在这个国家长大，
but it's not too often that we say I love you to one another.
但是很多时候我们不会彼此跟对方说我爱你。
I don't remember the last time my wife said I love you to me. I don't remember. I think it's quite a long time ago.
所以我不记得我太太上一次对我说我爱你的这句话。
But I have no doubt that my wife loves me.
但是我很肯定的，我太太是爱我的。
And you know, without even saying that she loves me, I know, and I'm sure she feels the same way too.
所以我。
And I'm sure she feels the same way too, that I love her even though I don't say it.
所以对我太太而言呢， 即使我说我没有说过我不爱她， 但是她也知道，她也可以感受到我对她的爱。
No, when the people look at Moses,
当这些百姓看到摩西，
if Moses did not write this, you know, the five books of Moses, there's no way they would know how much Moses loved them.
如果摩西呢不写这个摩西五经，这些人并不能晓得摩西是多么爱他们。
And the fourth reason why Moses loved them so much.
然后第四个原因，为什么摩西多么爱他们
？Look at chapter 33, verse 2.
我们看第三十三章的第二节。
Because during this time, God was very upset.
在这里呢，谈到。
Then he said to Moses,
他告诉摩西,
And I will send you my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite. Verse 3.
第三节,
go up to the land of flown with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people. So these two verses, actually God said, okay, fine, I'm very upset with you, instead of going with you, I will send my angel to go before you.
在这里谈到耶和华，他对这些百姓呢感到非常不喜悦，所以他说我不跟你们出去，但是我会差派使者跟你们出去。
No, during that time, Moses would say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, at least you send your angel to go before us."
所以当时摩西有说啊啊，感谢神，你把你的让差派你的使者为我们啊前面先出去。
No, but Moses say no.
但是摩西却说不。
Why? Because he wanted to give the people the best, and the best is God Himself. And that is love.
那就是爱。
You know, we as brothers and sisters.
所以我们作为弟兄姐妹。
Yes, we can help each other in many different ways.
在很多不同的事情上，我们可以彼此协助。
But the best gift we can give one another is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
但是我们可以给对方的最好的这个礼物就是耶稣基督。
Let's find chapter 33 verse 15.
所以在33节的第十五节。
Then he said to him, "If your present does not go with us, do not bring us out from here."
十五节，摩西说：“你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。”
Of course, Moses, yeah, the angel is fine.
所以对摩西来说，对这些使者是。
But if you don't go before us, then don't take us out from here. There's no point.
但是如果你不亲自跟我们上去的话，那就没有意义了。
You can see that Moses wanted to give the people the best, and the best is God Himself, and not the angel.
所以在这里谈到摩西是要把最好的给这些百姓，那把这最好的就是神本身，就是这些使者。
For you and I.
所以对于你和我。
When we want to show love to one another.
当我们要彼此施予爱心的时候。
We must give everyone the best gift that is God.
我们要给对方最好的礼物，那就是神。
If you and I have this kind of heart,
如果你和我都有这样的心，
then God knows that we have love to one another.
神就知道我们对彼此我们就彼此相爱。
If we pray with such a motivation,
如果我们有这样的一个推动力来祷告，
then we fuel by love.
我们的祷告是充满爱心的话，
then for sure God will hear prayer.
所以神必定垂听我们的祷告。
So make sure when we kneel down and pray.
所以当我们跪下来祷告时，
use love, you know, to motivate us.
我们要有这个爱心作为我们的推动力。
Let's go back to chapter 32.
我们看32章。
And that's why Moses' prayer was so powerful.
所以我们可以看到摩西的祷告是多么有能力。
And look at verse chapter 2 verse 7.
我们看第三十二章的第七节。
Chapter 32, verse 7.
第三十二章的第七节。
And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, go get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupt themselves."
第七节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及地领出来的，已经败坏了。”
So here, my God said, okay, you know, those people that want to worship you, they don't want to thought that you brought them out of the land of Egypt, you go ahead, go back to your people.
所以在这里耶稣神说，这对摩西说，这群人是你从埃及带出来的，这群人他们已经败坏了。
But look what did Moses say?
我们看摩西说什么。
And then, you know, let's read verse 8.
我们看第八节。
They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves molded calf and worship it and sacrifice to it and said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." Verse 9.
第九节。
And the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen these people, and indeed it is stiff-necked people." Verse 10.
第十节。
Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make you of great nation. Verse 11.
11节,
then Moses pleaded with the Lord, his God, and said, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?" So here it's very clear that God's wrath was, you know, he was very upset with them.
所以在这里我们看到耶和华的烈怒降在这些百姓身上。
So he wanted to destroy all of them.
他要把他们完全毁灭。
And he wanted to make Moses a great nation.
他要从摩西的后裔呢, 把他成为一个大国。
No, if I was Moses, I'll take the offer.
如果我是摩西的话, 我会接受这个提议。
Why, these people always complaining against me.
为什么呢? 这群人, 常常都在,
啊, They're so ungrateful.
他们是多么的不, 没有这个, 感激的心。
Not only God would destroy all of them, but God would make me to become a great nation, like my descendant a great nation.
所以不单神会把他们毁灭掉, 他会让我的后裔成为一个大国。
Actually, it's a win-win situation.
对我来说是一个双赢的一个局面。
You get rid of all these people who always go against you, and then God make you a great nation. It's a win-win situation.
因为你把这群人呢, 败坏的人拔出去, 然后让自己的后裔呢, 成为一个大国, 这是一个双赢的机会。
But Moses did not say such thing.
但是摩西并没有这样, 这样说。
Instead, he pleaded with the Lord.
但是他向神呼求。
And look at verse, God said, you know, go down to your people.
所以耶和华告诉他说, 你去到你的百姓。
But look what Moses said to the Lord.
然后我们看摩西怎样对耶和华说,
verse 11.
第11节,
then Moses pleaded with the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people?
所以第11节, 摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说, 耶和华, 你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢?
Not only that, they are the one that you brought out of the land of Egypt.
不单如此, 这百姓是你用大力大能的手从埃及地领出来的。
You can see Moses truly know the heart of God.
所以我们在这里看到摩西真正了解心的神。
Because God said, go down to your people, Moses, no, they are not my people, they are your people.
所以当神说, 你去到你的百姓, 但是摩西立刻说, 这不是我的百姓, 是神的百姓。
A very important concept when you and I pray.
这是你和我祷告的时候必有的这个很关紧的这个要素。
Now that's why, you know, my two nieces and also my nephew live, you know, who lived with me.
所以我的两个侄儿和侄女跟我一起住。
I do my best, you know, to help them, to encourage them, to, you know, increase their faith.
我尽我的责任, 让, 继续地带领他, 让他们在信心上可以成长。
Because that's all I can do.
因为这是我可以做的。
But the outcome is up to God, what God, how God wants to train them.
而是最终呢, 是 操作在神的手中。
Because I know the minute they are baptized, they themselves belong to God.
因为我知道, 当他们接受这个洗礼之后, 他们是属于神的。
Yes, they are my nephew and nieces.
对, 虽然在肉身上, 他们是我的子女子,
but more important, they are God's children.
最重要的是, 他们是神的儿女。
So that's why for us as parents,
所以对于我们作为这个, 父母亲来说,
we do our best.
我们尽我们的责任。
But we must have faith in God that God loves them more than we do.
我们必须要了解神, 爱他们比我们爱我们的儿女更多。
So when we pray for our brothers and sisters,
当我们为弟兄姐妹祷告的时候,
when we pray for our children,
当我们为我们儿女祷告,
we must know that God's love is so great for them.
我们要知道神对他们的爱是那么大。
And that's why Moses said to God, God, these are your people, they're not mine.
所以摩西在这里说, 神啊, 这些百姓是你的,
and I'm not the one that brought them out of the land of Egypt. You brought them out of the land of Egypt.
不是我把从埃及地把他们领出来, 是你用你的大能大力把他们从埃及地领出来。
So when we pray for our brothers and sisters,
那我们为弟兄姐妹祷告,
really, if we really love their brothers and sisters,
如果我们真正的爱这弟兄姐妹,
when we pray to God,
当我们向神祷告,
we tell God, God, we are not the one that shed our blood for them.
我们可以跟神说, 我们不是为我们弟兄姐妹, 流血的这个人。
You the one that shed your blood for them.
是你为他们而流这个血。
Because you love them so much.
因为你是多么的爱他们。
So because of this, your mercy must be upon them.
所以因为这样呢, 所以你的怜悯必须施以他们。
And that's why Moses continues to say, what? You the one that brought them out of the land of Egypt.
所以在这里摩西继续说, 是你大能大力的手, 从他们把他们从埃及领出来。
With your mighty power.
是用你大能大力。
And it's not mine.
不是我的。
So this is very important.
这是非常重要。
In other words, when you and I pray for one another, it has nothing to do with us. It all has to do with God.
所以当我们彼此为对方代祷的时候, 不关我们的事, 而不是我们的能力, 是神的能力。
And this kind of prayer can be very powerful.
这种祷告是非常有能力的。
And look at verse 12. 我们看, verse 12.
我们看第12节。
Why should the Egyptians speak and say, he brought them out of to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this harm to your people.
第12节, 为什么使埃及人议论说, 他领他们出去是要降祸与他们, 把他们杀在山中, 将他们从地上除灭, 求你转意, 不发你的烈怒, 后悔不降祸, 与你的百姓。
So when Moses prayed for the people,
当摩西为这些百姓代祷，
not only that he remind God that God that you love them so much,
他不单提醒神，神是多么爱他们的。
With your power and might you brought them out of the land of Egypt,
他用他的大能大力把他们从埃及地领出
来。 Then in verse 12,
第十二节，
he said, God, if you destroy them,
他说如果神啊你把他们毁灭，
all the Egyptians, all other people say, wow, you brought out your people to the wilderness just to consume them.
他说如果你把他们毁灭，那么埃及人会议论说他神把这些百姓领出去降祸于他们。
So in other words, Moses said to God, God, everything you do is for your glory.
然后这就是意味着摩西说神啊，你所做的一切都是为着你的荣耀而行。
This concept is very important.
这是非常重要的一个观念。
You know, sometimes I weaken my faith.
有时候在我信心软弱时，
when I weaken my faith, I always pray to God, God, you know, I'm your chosen people.
然后当我信心软弱的时候，我向神祈求。
Yes, I have many weaknesses.
哇，我是你被拣选的，虽然我有很多弱点。
But if you don't give me the strength and the power to overcome my weaknesses, how can my life glorify your name?
如果我这些弱点都没办法胜过，我如何来荣耀你的名呢？
And I realize praying in such a way is very powerful.
我觉得这样的一个祷告呢是非常有效的。
Because when we say, God, I want to be a better person, not for myself, but for you.
当我们向神祷告说，我要作为一个成为一个比较好的人，是为了你的荣耀。
If I become a homeless person,
如果我变成一个无家可归的人，
how can my life glorify your name?
那我的生活如何来荣耀你的名？
If I'm looking for a job for 2 years and then I'm not blessed by a job, how can your name be glorified? Because I'm your child.
如果我在寻找一份工作，但是我却两年找不到这份工作，如果因为这件事，我如何来荣耀你的名？
Same thing for our children.
对我们儿女来说也是一样。
If I have two sons and my two sons become just like Eli's two sons, how can they glorify God's name?
如果我有两个儿子，我两个儿子就好像以利祭司的这两个儿子，他们生活如何荣耀你的名呢？
But if your mercy and your grace upon my two children,
但是如果你的恩典还有你的怜悯在我的两个儿子身上，
and you give them the strength to overcome their weaknesses,
然后你给他们能力，有这个能力来胜过他们的缺点，
then their lives will glorify your name.
这样他们的这个生活呢必会荣耀你的名。
That's what Moses saying to God.
所以这就是摩西对神说。
Yes, these people have sinned against you.
对这些人，这百姓，他们
But to destroy them, your name cannot be glorified.
他们的确了，他们的确做对不起你的事。
So now when you and I kneel down and pray for ourselves and for others,
所以当我们跪下来祷告为其他人祷告的时候，
the focus is not you and me.
这个焦点不是在你和我身
上。The focus is all about God.
那焦点是在神的身上。
Because if Moses to God, oh, these people, no, they've been in the wilderness for many years already, they are very tired, and I was late from coming down from the mountain, so that's why they commit such a sin, then God sure destroy Moses and them.
如果摩西下来说，哦，因为这些百姓他们在旷野很久了，然后我从山上下来的时候有点怠慢，然后求你如果摩西是这样祷告的话，神可能就把他们全部灭绝。
But instead, he focused on God.
但是他的焦点放于神。
God, you brought them out of the land of Egypt.
所以神啊，你把他们从埃及地
领出来。Why? Because you love them.
因为你爱他们。
You brought them out of the land of Egypt.
你把他们从埃及地领出来。
Because you want them to worship you in the wilderness, not for you to destroy them in the wilderness.
因为你要这些百姓呢，在这个旷野里面来敬拜你，不是为了要消灭他们。
And the third reason.
第三个原因。
Why his prayer was so effective?
为什么他的祷告是那么有功效？
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servant, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land they have spoken of I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit forever.
第三十三节，求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾指着自己起誓说，我必使你们的后裔从后裔像天上的星那样多。并且我所应许的这全地必给你们的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。
This is the third reason.
这就是第三个原因。
Why Moses' prayer was so powerful?
为什么摩西的祷告是那么有功
效？ Because he reminded God.
因为他提醒神。
God, you promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神啊，你答应这个亚伯拉罕、以撒和以色列。
And you swore by yourself.
然后你指着自己的名。
In other words, this, you know, swear by yourself, this means it. You know, it can never be broken.
就是说这个誓言呢是不能被毁的。
That you will multiply the descendants.
那就是你会让他们的后裔。
No, to be like the stars in the skies.
就好像天上的星那样多。
So what does that mean?
那意味着什么
？God, if you kill all of them, this means your promise will not come true.
那就是说，如果神啊，你把他们这些百姓灭绝的话
，But because
这你所答应的事情绝不会不会实现。
Because you are a faithful God.
因为你是一个信实的神。
And your promise will always come true.
然后你所答应的事情必定会成
全。So because of this, you should be lent your wrath to come upon them.
因为你有这样的一个誓言，所以你必须要后悔，你不应该把这些祸降在他们身上。
This kind of praise is very powerful.
所以这样的一次祷告是
非常有功效的。When we look at our church, our brothers and sisters.
所以我们在看着教会，我们弟兄姐妹们。
Because God promises.
因为神答应我们
This church will be the most glorious church on the end days.
所以这间教会呢，将会在末日成为一个最有荣耀的教会。
And this mountain will be the highest mountain above all the other mountains.
然后这座山呢，会成为全世界最高的一座山。
Because on the end days, Abel will look at our church, they will see truly God is here.
因为在末日呢，其他的教会会看到我们教会。在神真正在我们教会。
But God, if you don't give us the strength to overcome our weaknesses,
但是如果神不给我们这个能力呢，来胜过我们的这个弱点。
If you don't give us the wisdom to truly love one another,
如果他没有给我们的这个智慧彼此相爱。
How can your promise come true?
像你的这个应许如何实现呢
？How can this church will be the glorious church?
然后这个教会怎样成为一个有荣耀
的教会呢 ？How can this mountain become the highest mountain?
然后这座山怎么成为世界上最
高的一座山呢 ？Because you promised this and you will fulfill it.
因为你答应了，所以你必须会让这件事情产生。
And that's why in verse 14.
所以在十四节。
So the Lord relented from the harm which had said he would do.To his people.
于是耶和华后悔不把所说的这些祸降于他的百姓。
So this is kind of prayer that you and I need to pray nowadays.
所以这是你和我必须要祷告的一种方式。
We must be fueled by love.
我们的祷告必须要有爱心来推动。
Of course, this love is not love from ourselves, but the love from God.
当然，这个爱不是从我们身上而来，而从神而来。
Tell people to always put God first.
我们要告诉人，我们要把神放在第一位。
And then.Tell people if you sin, you'll repent. You have to repent.
我们要告诉人，你们的罪要为了自己的罪而后悔。
Willing to offer ourselves for them.
愿意为别人来付出自己。
And always want to give the best gift that is God Himself.
然后给他们最好的这个礼物就是神。
And then we'll be pray to God.
所以当我们向神祷告时
，always remind God how much He loves you and me.
我们要彼此提醒。神是多么爱我们
，and how that you and I one day will truly glorify His name.
然后我们有一天会如何来荣耀神的名
？So because of this, He will give us strength. He will give us power to overcome our weaknesses.
所以因为如此呢，神必会给我们这个能力来胜过我们的这个缺点。
We also have to remind God.
我们也要提醒神
that you know for Him, He's very faithful.
因为神是信实的。
Whatever He say will come to pass.
他所说的一切必会实现。
And this kind of person that God wants us to be.
所以神是要我们成为这样的一个祷告的人。
Just like Moses, the man of prayer.
就好比摩西是一个向神祷告的
人。Of course, we also can ask ourselves this question.
我们也可以问我们自己这个问题。
No, that what is God? But we know that God's will is always 100% perfect.
我们知道神的这个旨意是100% 完全的。
And now we see men, we are willing to be able to change His will.
我们看现在人在改变神的旨意。
But actually.For me, God knew all along that Moses would be the man that intercede for the people.
但是我们知道，神已经知道摩西会问这些百姓来代祷。
Because He wants, you know, to tell us and to show us an example. Yes, there's someone like Moses out there that's willing to lose his own life and to, you know, and to save others.
是因为神要让我们知道有这样的一等人，就好比摩西愿意为别人来牺牲自己的性命。
What happened if God said, "I want to destroy all these people," and then nobody intercede for the people?
如果神要把这些百姓毁灭，却没有人为这些百姓代祷，会发生什么事呢
？Then of course God promised will never be fulfilled.
然后神所应允的东西就不会实现。
Because they all be dead, then the Israelite will be gone.
因为他们会完全被毁灭，这组以色列人就不会再就完全被毁灭。
So now with everything that happened in our life,
随着我们生命所发生的一切事情，
we must have faith that God is the author and finisher of our faith.
我们要知道神是我们生命当中的作者。
Yeah, sometimes we write, you know, some chapter we go through trial and tribulation.
所以在我们生命当中呢，有一些生命有些起起伏伏。
Maybe some chapter in that book we are full of joy, we are full of peace.
所以在生命的一部分呢，我们会有这个喜乐，有这个和平。
But on the end,
但是在最终，
those of us continue to fall in His path.
我们这些继续在这个天国路上行走的。
Yes, even though our life can be upside down, you know, before the conclusion of the whole book.
可能在这本书还没写完之前呢，我们生命是颠倒的。
But on the end, we'll all enter eternal life.
但是最终呢，我们可以进入这个永生。
And this is the goal that God wants us to reach.
这就是神要我们达到最终的目标。
But the training to reach that point, we all have different training.
但是为了达到这个目标呢，每个人必有不同的这个操练。
When Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness,
摩西呢在这个旷野接受了40年的操练。
And Paul spent about 12 to 15 years in Syria during that time.
然后保罗呢在叙利亚接受12到15年的操练。
But Peter spent only about 3 years with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是彼得呢却与耶稣基督行走了三年。
So all of us, we have different training.
所以每一个人有不同的操练。
But allow that training to make us to become a man and woman of prayer.
但是我们必须用这个操练呢，让我们成为一个向神祷告的一个人。
To truly understand God's heart.
来真正了解神的心。
So may God continue to guide us.
愿神继续带领我们。
So this will be a conclusion of Moses, the man of prayer.
所以我们这个摩西是一个向神祷告的一个人的这个题目就到此。
So now let's go to something more exciting. Overcome depression through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在去换去另外一个题目是比较刺激的题目。
Brother Tony, are you back there?Oh, who's that here?
I'm not sure. Susan.
Oh, Susan. Oh. Do we have a controller?
Yes. Okay. I don't have the controller.
Okay. She will go there. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know if you remember or not, but the last time we went through two different kinds of a depression.
So, Owen.
What's this? Oh, the laser. Okay. Okay. Okay.
我的喉咙不行。Just change that. My throat is bothering me.
You need to drink those Drano. Okay. Thank you. So, what are two types of depression that we talk about?
所以我们之前讲过哪两种的忧郁症？
Let's go.